Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're live in Wigland tonight. So tonight is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date, thanks to Larry, our time daykeeper here, he's the one in charge of time. don't do any timeline crashes on Larry. So today is Saturday, and it's May 12th, 2012. So, here we go, everybody. Let's, I don't know what to do. We could do a gray sky crash, I guess. And then we can maybe talk about something about the Lightship. And then maybe for the people who come on a little bit late, maybe we can go to the Lightship maybe about 10 minutes after the hour. So, timeline crash. Here we go. Watch your clouds. See how your body's reacting. It might start to relax maybe after 5 minutes to typically 45 minutes. Depends what timeline they have you on. So here we go. Timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, oh man. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and a couple more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So it looks like Mike likes the gray water, I think. Yeah, we did on the call today. Kind of sounds like we're talking RV stuff with black water and gray water, but we did water. And the I think the gray water, I believe, was... I can't remember if it was for cancer cells or not. And the black water was a detox, I believe. So we may do that tomorrow also, maybe on the 8-hour call that we're having to help people out. So anyway, if anybody wants to call in after you go to the light ship, you can. Maybe you want to talk about the call that we had today or what you've had with an experience from the light ship as far as healings, et cetera. So let's see if Carrie's out there. And are you off there, Carrie?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm here. Welcome, everybody. Saturday night, so we're on station 2. So you guys know where the phone numbers are. If you're not looking at the website and you're listening on the phone and you'd like to call in, it's the numbers tonight are 888-429-5471 if you are in the U.S. or Canada. And if not, area code 530-513-6472. And so, you know, it's funny, my computer clock is now 8 minutes fast. It was 2 minutes, then 3 minutes, and now it's eight. So I'm having to look at another clock. So, yeah, I guess we'll wait a few more minutes, Ron, in case some more people come on a little late before we go up to the light ship. So David has an interesting question here about timeline crashes, and he's wondering, what do the aliens experience when we crash timelines? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, the aliens that created the timeline, whether it's one, two, or a group, or whatever it is of them, whoever put the timeline into effect, they get terminated. So the light ship goes out to the very end in the beyondo on that timeline and terminates those aliens that created the timeline. Then from there, it disintegrates the timeline and everybody on it. And it may not. It may be even aliens could be on that timeline, okay? Remember, they could be held captive, too. You don't know that. All we assume is that we're just on it. So maybe they have the replica counterparts on there. But whoever's on that timeline, since the timeline does not exist, gets returned back, if you're a human, back to here. If you're an alien on the timeline, I don't know what happens to you, but basically the aliens get terminated. And that's why you want to do a lot of those, because maybe you have an issue. Maybe you have an issue with anxiety, or maybe you have an issue of, you know, eating maybe peanut butter and jelly all the time. Maybe you have an addiction, you know, for smoking or drinking. Maybe you have even an addiction for pain. Maybe somehow they gave you a barcode for a pain addiction. You don't even know that. And so they got you hooked up, and all of a sudden you're experiencing pain all the time. But when you crash that timeline, which is how they get you, then you do it enough, maybe 100 times, maybe even more. You have to find out how you're feeling about that issue. But it may just disappear from you. So that's how you want to look at the timeline crashes. And then you come back here almost all of the time. And if you don't come back here, then you're kind of lost in space. A generation lost in space. So that's not too good. So then you do a space-time crash. And, you know, you could probably do a space-time crash maybe once a week or something, if you do a lot of the clearings. If not, to do it after maybe every day if you're doing a bunch of them. But, you know, you do want to get yourself returned back here. So let's, I got six after. My clock also, Carrie, when I looked at it in my office, it was ahead 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a wall clock or your computer clock?
Oh, a wall clock.
Oh.
So very, very interesting. So who knows what's happening there. Normally clocks slow down, I think, when the battery goes low. You know, if that was the case.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Anything new? What we could do is if somebody, we'll be talking about the New Earth transfer clearing. And so that's basically free to everybody. It costs a penny for the first time. that's the way it got set up, and we'll just kind of, you know, allow that to be that way. So if anybody would like to type in the codes, user's name, password for the that clearing, if you could do that, that'd be great. And if you don't know what it is, then write the codes down, and each time you do a creation lightship clearing, then you want to go to that page. Takes a minute to transfer. It'll probably take you maybe a minute or so to write down your name and the clearing that you have had. If you do anything live with me, it's done automatically. And like tonight when we go to the light shift, whatever goes on there is automatically transferred, so you don't have to worry about that. But if you do a clearing on the internet, on the website there, then you want to go into that particular page and transfer the energy that got brought back to you here. Then you transfer it there. So it's like a bilocated energy. And the new Earth energy is not going to be one like, you know, 4D, 5D or whatever. It's only here until the ascension time happens, and then it will no longer be in existence. So it's just a way so you can hold and regain your consciousness so the dark side will not take you sideways. So that's why it's up. So you have anything to add, Carrie, before we go to the light ship?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everyone's understanding that you mean you're asking for somebody to type in the codes into the fast chat, not into the clearing itself to get the clearing. You're asking people, somebody to type it in so that everybody else can get it, because I know there are people who don't pay by PayPal who are waiting for the codes, and since it's just a penny, I think what you're asking is for it to be typed in here, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So if somebody just... In case you have some new people, too, let me know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Who have done a clearing in the past. Yeah. So just type it in there. It's basically a free clearing for creation lightship clearings that you have done to put that energy of you to the new Earth so they don't lose you. So I guess we can go to the lightship here. It's
okay,
almost 10 after. So here we go, everybody. So you can bring up, and this only works live for people listening. So we're going up, bringing in your animals, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants, goldfish or whatever, and here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and we're there now. And you can type in a few of the rooms here. We'll probably go to maybe a half dozen rooms on the light ship, maybe. Maximum of probably 10. So if you have your favorite, we can go there. We had a birthday party today on the a four-hour call. So that was nice. Got my German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and ice cream and the drizzle and everything else on. And in fact, we can go again. Let's do that. So here we go. Let's go up. Go to the food court. This is where the light beings eat, and we'll just have this experience again here. So if you're not too full from earlier today, you can have some more. So we're going to have a birthday party, and remember the portions are very small, about the size of a pencil eraser. So you may want to get a magnifying glass that will look at us. So it looks like it's, maybe like a big plate, you know, 8-inch plate or something with this ice cream on it. So it'll look really nice to you. You don't have to scratch your head and point it what's on that little thing. But you can get whatever you like there. Here we go. So going up to the room there, and the light beings are there. We're having our wonderful dessert. There's raspberry cheesecake, and you can get the hot fudge and the whipped cream and whatever you wish there. It's all good stuff for you. So happy birthday, everybody. And if you have a birthday, or a happy unbirthday if you don't have one. And light beings are singing little songs to us here, so enjoy that. You can request seconds. So let's first go into the room that has the elephants. Again, you want to request healing. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's good. Elephant room, let's go to the room where the peacocks are. So here they come. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that's good. And stronger. Okay, we'll go into the room that has I'm seeing some type of fruit there. Maybe they are tangerines. Look kind of like oranges. So we'll go into these fruit fields here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Enjoy some fruit there. And let's go into another location. And we'll go into where they have the bumblebees. And these are very nice. You can ride on them. Their fur is very, very soft feeling. It's about maybe half an inch, three-fourths of an inch in length. Very, very soft. Kind of feels like velvet. So we're on the bees here, busy as a bee, and buzzing around. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request your healing. And we'll go into the white light room and enjoy that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we'll go into another location. Now let's go into the tree room. Here we go. So 1, 2, raspberries. 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Okay, Janice is eating raspberries. Here we go. So you can have raspberries and strawberries if you like. Go back to the food court. We'll get a big bowl and have some whipped cream on them, I guess. That would probably be a good thing to have, I think. Maybe some yogurt or something with it. So back in the food court eating. Enjoy this here. And Betty has, looks like lemon meringue pie. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Going into that location, too. I think I'm going to gain 5 pounds. Here we go. And if anybody else, anybody like pizza? Anyway, that's up there, too, if you want to request it. They'll provide it for you. So here we go, everybody. Let's go into another room. We're in the food court now eating. Maybe nobody else wants to go to where I'm going now for the call here, but that's up to you. So let's go on to where they have the dolphins. And here's the dolphin energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request your healing. And we're going to go into a room that they work with cancer cell release. So this you want to request your healing. They'll scan you. If you know about something, then request that. If you don't know, then automatically they will look for stuff anyway. So here we go. Into this room here, you're going to see some lights flashing as they're checking you out. And we're also going to a room where they balance our hormones. So let's do that here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. Might be able to have the fragrance of maybe flowers, roses come into your room. So going into this room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. What's next? Any ideas, Carrie, before we come back here?
Let's see. I always like the
fudge
unicorn room.
How about the hot fudge room?
Oh, yeah. Well, then the rumble room.
Rumballs. Here we go, everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, oh, man, 4 and 5. You guys should feel very full. I feel actually full here. I probably didn't eat that much, but I do feel like I can't drink any more water. I had a little glass here, and now I feel stuffed. And here we go. Rumballs. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the room that has the parakeets. Here they come. Request healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. And next we're going into another location. And we're going to go into the room that has little fawns. Request healing again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And we have on the fast chat here the user's name, password for the special clearing new earth transfer. So thank you. Looks like Cindy put it up. Maybe somebody else could have also. So thank you. One more room we're going to go into. We're going to the room that has, I kind of like the rainforest room. It's very beautiful. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Dentist room. Uh-oh. Maybe Jeremiah has a wisdom tooth or something. Okay, we'll go in where they can check out our teeth. Boy, here we go. 1, gums, teeth, tongue, etc. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And two more rooms to go into the room that has the koala bears and also the kangaroos. So here we go. Bringing those energies to us. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This is great. Okie dokie. And we'll go to the beautification room here. Pauline will like that. Mother's Day. Here we go. So we'll see if they can do a little facial on us. They'll be doing that throughout the call here on the BBS program. So we're in that room. You might feel your face getting a little warm, possibly. That happens to a lot of people. It takes about maybe 3-4 minutes. You might feel your cheeks get sucked in. This is real common. You might feel like you're under a heat lamp, sort of. So you may feel some, and maybe your face might turn red. So here we go. We're in this room now. And this is for men and women, too, not just for women here. So we can get the beautiful beautification for women, and we'll get the macho face for the men. Here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll come back from the light ship here. And coming back down, animals, pets, flowers, tree garden, plants are coming with us, coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Carrie, how was your dessert tonight?
Oh, well, I'm stuffed too, and I never see anything, and I don't really taste stuff, but I always salivate like crazy. So, and I took a little sip of my water, thinking to myself, I need a cup of tea to wash all these things down. But I took a sip of water and almost regretted it because, yeah, I'm stuffed. And then everybody's chatting about losing weight on the fast chat. And we're all sitting here. Well, of course, we're not going to get fat from the light ship food. Very interesting. And Bette's commenting that it has no calories. Is that right?
It doesn't have any calories, and it just nurtures your body. So you can have quite a bit of it. But you will feel full. I mean,
yeah,
I really,
it's weird.
Like I've had a big meal. Let's know if anybody else, in fact, we can get some call-ins. Somebody else wants to describe what they felt and maybe what they had for dessert. That would be great. And you know, how your body responded to maybe after having each one of those particular desserts. But I do feel full. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah. So I'll just give the numbers out again. If anybody would like to call, that would be great. So for the U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-429-5471 or anywhere else, 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. So thanks to everyone that typed in the Earth transfer code. So if you don't have those, feel free to jot those down. Donna was wondering, in relation to that clearing, Ron, which really isn't a clearing, it's just to get the good bits out and put them over there and have them be safe. Donna's wondering if the daily unlimited clearings need to also be transferred to the new Earth.
I'd probably do it once a week, yes.
Yeah, so basically any time that you have cleared something out and gotten some of yourself back, you need to put it over onto the new Earth to have it be completely safe and utterly out of danger of being re-abducted and who knows what else. If there's anybody listening who doesn't know about the new Earth clearing, type that in because we can talk about it a little bit more, but probably all of you listening right now, I'm assuming, do know what it is. Ron kind of described it at the beginning of the show, but if you need more explanation, just let us know. And I was just wondering, Ron, when I guess Jeremiah wrote something in about the dentist, what happens to the blueprint of our body when we have a tooth pulled? Like you mentioned wisdom teeth, and a lot of people have their wisdom teeth out, so we're missing four teeth. You know, often in our teens or 20s that happens. What happens to the blueprint of our body when the physical manifestation of the teeth are gone? How does that affect our body?
Well, you still have the energetic teeth with you. And so that could actually take the place of your teeth. It could affect your body. There's a school of thought that your teeth is connected to your spine. And if you have teeth taken out, it's going to change your posture. So if you do have teeth and they're crooked or whatever, and you get them redone again so that they're straight, I don't know how that exactly works because the roots are going different directions.
Yeah.
But if the teeth are straight inside of your mouth and you have a proper bite, I am told, or was told by a doctor in New York who died that he was at the New Life Expo and he was doing lectures on this here. And so, anyway, I think he was kicked out of the, you know, the whatever association he belonged to because he was doing teeth straightening and not pulling them and stuff. But anyway, he stated that, and he had pictures of people who were kind of slumped over, who had problems. Also, people had maybe mental problems or something. I can't remember. This has been probably 4 or 5 years ago. But he had pictures of before and after of people's teeth, and then he took pictures of their posture, and it straightened right up. So I can't really, you know, for that, it looked like it was real to me. But, yeah, you do have the energetic blueprint of that. I was working with a lady a long time ago. And I was working with her, and I said, well, they're working on your gallbladder. She goes, well, I don't have a gallbladder. I go, well, they're still working on your gallbladder. So, and, you know, I probably said it about 6 times, and she would interrupt me and say, I don't have a gallbladder. I said, well, but they're working on it, you know. So it was quite interesting whether she believed it or not, but that's what they were doing with her. In fact, you guys want to have your gallbladder worked with?
Sure.
I imagine probably I'll say yes. So here we go. Put some energy there. And we'll see how the facials are doing with the women here. You might look in the mirror, see if you're if you changed it all a little bit. And normally when I do this session, I do 2 sessions for people, 2 1-hour sessions. And normally it's like, you know, a few days to a week apart. And people have results. I can't guarantee tremendous results. I have had one lady and her daughter that had incredible results a long time ago. I should probably talk about that if you people want to hear it. You just let me know on the fast chat. But anyway, let's get back to our gallbladder. So here we go, working on that now. And I could have some fun here and rearrange, move over your lungs and your heart a little bit, give some more space inside of your body. This I like doing too. So let's move over your right lung a little bit here and reposition that. It could go forward or back a little bit. Normally they always sag as you get older, you know, your body parts sag, internal parts sag a little bit. And here we go, coming up with the left lung, moving that, there we go. I mean right lung, excuse me, and now we'll go to left lung. And here we go. And okay. There we go. And now work with your heart. And everybody take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times, and just see how you are doing. Okay, there we go. Still working with the gallbladder. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Trying to figure out how to describe how that feels, but it's quite odd, unusual feeling. I don't know how to describe that. Ooh. Okay, what was I just going to read? Oh, yes, Marcy's wondering if the ETs give us more fat cells when they clone us.
Well, it all depends what race gets you and how advanced they are on what they're doing. So I can say that after we do, like at the workshops that we have, the people do change somewhat. They're always smiling afterwards, and they have more vitality. They look better, and they have better skin coloring. So I can say that when you become real. So before that time, they weren't. If you've never seen one of these workshops that I do, it's incredible to, you know, if you're in the audience to watch, because some people, I mean, you can just see them, like they're really intent. They have them focus on one or two people, typically just one. And they're watching them and watching them jerk a little bit and move to left or right or go a little bit taller, a little bit shorter. And, yeah, you know, people do instantly change. And some people, now that I'm doing it, like in New York, this will be the third time when I go back there in October, I do have people who now, this is like they're, you know, they wait for this thing. Like one guy says, I can't wait for you to do it again, Ron. This is very scientific, you know. I'm a scientific person. I really can't believe it. But I watch it, and I got to kind of believe that this might be true. But, you know, I'm still a little skeptical. But, yeah. Anyway, but, yeah, it all depends who, who's creating you and what they know, how good their technology is, you know. And hopefully, you know, I would imagine that most of them are already past their training period. You know, hate to have you show up with one eye in your forehead or something, you know, for a few minutes. That'd be kind of awful. But aside from that, yeah, I'm sure they could do what they want to do to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Michael has commented a couple of times, so I wanted to read it out, that when you did the gray skies clearing at the beginning of the show, Ron, he said, I guess there were clouds where he was, and then you did the clearing, and they went away. So that's nice. And then Pauline and Ed would both like to hear about the lady who had the big results from the facial years ago that you mentioned.
Okay. Now, this will take us a little bit of time here. This is probably in like 2005. I think the lady had an emotional clearing from me, and we mentioned that, you know, I could do a facial. And so she called me up, and she was a black lady. I think she lived in Georgia, one of the southern states there. So she's on the phone, and I'm working with her. This is one session. And okay, we have a beep. We'll have the beeper come on first here, okay?
All right. Somebody on the line?
Yes, hi. I wanted to give Ron feedback, but I could wait if Ron finishes the story.
Okay, you want to wait online?
Sure.
Okay. So, here we go. So she comes on, and I start doing the space show for her, and I said, well, what do you want to have happen? She said, oh, I want to have my cheekbones change a little bit here, and I want my hair to, my hair is receding, like to be moved forward a little bit here, so I said, okay, so we're working with it, and, you know, sure enough, it happened.
Wow.
And she looks in the mirror, and she goes, oh, boy, this looks great. Well, this is probably after about, in fact, I think I did her and her daughter in like an hour and a half, okay? So I finished with her. And all of a sudden, I hear, you know, because she has a speakerphone, and I hear her daughter come into the room, and her daughter, who is probably about, I'm guessing, you know, 12, 13, she goes, Mother, what happened to you? You look beautiful. You know? And so that was kind of neat. And so they actually changed her cheekbones, okay? And then moved her hair. Forward maybe a half an inch. So, next thing is, she says, you know, could you work with my daughter? I says, well, we'll see, you know. She says, well, they want to, she's playing basketball in school and she has flat feet. And they want to break her feet to give her an arch. And I go, oh, man.
Ah.
Oh, that's very painful. You all know what it's like to even have anything mess with your foot, you know. So I said, okay, we'll see what we can do here. So, sure enough, about 10 minutes goes by, and working with her, and they said, okay. I said, well, why don't you walk around, see how your feet feel? And all of a sudden, I hear her springing, bouncing off of the floor. They have a wooden floor, and you can hear the floor and her hitting the floor, bouncing up. And she's really surprised and doing good. And then, I saw that the light beams. I asked her, I said, do you want to have your hands made a little differently so that they will grab the ball better when she plays, you know, basketball? She said, okay. So I said, go get a ball and just start dribbling the ball. So I hear her dribbling the ball, and all of a sudden you can hear the ball changing as she's dribbling the ball because they're changing the way her fingers are making contact with the ball. Probably not a whole lot, but, you know, anything that's going to be a little better of an improvement is going to change. So they did that for her, and that's what happened in the session, and just completely, you know, it was awesome.
That's amazing.
So that was it. So Pauline, how are you?
Fine. I'm glad you described it, because I was thinking of doing that for my mother and me, or at least for myself for sure, because my son's getting married, and I got 2 months to lose weight and get beautiful. So I'm thinking about it still. Yeah, that's very interesting about that. And I wanted to share about the losing weight part. I remember the first time I had come back after being gone for so long, I had 1 week on the intensives, and I lost 10 pounds without doing anything. And then the second week came, and I lost another 20 pounds. I was 140. I went right down to 120. And then when I stopped doing it for a few months, it came back, Ron. So I got to do this again. I was thinking of exercising, but I said, you know what, I'm going to do the intensive just to be sure.
Yeah.
Just to be sure. See, the same results. But I asked during the call that they burn the fat cells, like Janice said. I did. I kept bringing it up. I was also on the monthly calls, you know, the conference calls for the whole month or two. So I did, but I was already losing the weight in 2 weeks. From the intensive. So
yeah,
I can only imagine if I... And there's a
lot
of people out there very vain, Ron, so maybe we should appeal to the vain people out there who want to do plastic surgery. Maybe they're into coming to the creation of my ship will be the proof in the pudding is when they see their face change. I'm going to ask them some really strange things when you do mine, because I've seen it happen, but... I've seen it happen with the dark side practitioner, Ron. I've actually seen my jaw readjust. So I know that the light ship can do it for real. If the dark side could do it, the light could do it. So that's all I wanted to share.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. Thank you.
Well, didn't you, Ron, didn't you give us boob jobs on the show once?
Oh, I want that too, Ron. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I want a boob job. I don't have any.
you did butts and boobs.
Thank you, Kerry.
One time. I'm sure you did that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Ron, have you ever done plastic surgery? Not really plastic surgery on anybody. Reconstruction, if they asked you to?
I haven't.
You mean like missing parts?
It gets to be kind of I can only do so much. What I can do for women right now, and this is not for men because you don't have any boobs.
Some men do, Ron.
Yeah, some men do. So what we'll do is...
man boobs.
Some women, what do I say,
just let it out,
like
Ron.
Kind of go south, or just the weight of the boobs making your physical body move forward, okay?
Yeah.
And so that kind of changes your center of gravity. So what we'll do is we'll put some braces on, and this will tend to help to, in a sense, nullify the weight, okay? So let's do that right now. And you might feel your back straighten up a little bit here. Here we go. And working right side first here. There we go. Left side. And put some energetic braces on. Okay, there we go. Okay, work with your necks now. And this is working for the men, too, but you may not have that drastic of change. Okay, there we go. Okay, once you get up and walk around, everybody, and just see if it feels a little different. I'm not saying it's going to be, a 1,000,000% better, but you may have felt like maybe you lost a little bit of weight there. It's redistributed somewhat.
Hey, Ron, if you ask the fat cells be redistributed in your body, could it be, maybe that would help if I wanted to go to my butt instead of, I want a bigger butt. I want a plumper butt. And a little plumper breast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Take it off of my stomach.
Yeah, I can't guarantee what they can
I'm
do
gonna start
or
asking.
How it works. Everybody's different.
I know. I was just asking if anybody ever did that and told you they had
happen. I haven't had, normally it's personal, so I don't really ask what they're asking for.
The hypnosis people had something like this, Ron. They actually asked their breast size to increase, and they also had men increase their penis sizes using hypnosis. So that's possible with the mind energy, I'm sure, with the CLS.
I don't know how far the light will go with that, though, you say, but
yeah.
It could be possible.
Yeah, anything is possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I better hang up. Thanks.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Pauline. Braces for boobs. Wow. What about small people like me, Ron? I don't really feel the need for boob scaffolding.
Yeah, I could joke and say helium implant or something. But, I don't know.
I don't want bigger boobs. I just would like them to go back to where they used to be. They're not too diabolically positioned at the moment, but you never know what's going to happen in the next 10 years.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get off onto another subject here.
All right, Ron, don't worry. All right, so let's have a look here. Oh, yes, Janice, back to the gallbladder. I don't know if they're still working on our gallbladders or we're all done with that. But Janice was wondering if the light shape can dissolve gallstones.
I can't guarantee that, but we could try that here. In fact, what I would do is possibly just go in and do the water charging and request it there and just see how that works, because that way you're intaking something, okay?
Okay.
It gets to be a little iffy on the calls to get into the AMA stuff here.
Right. Okay. Hi was asking earlier for a chakra alignment.
Okay. Here we go. So heart chakra, moving that around for everybody. There we go. And throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Going down now below the heart, power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. There we go. Do an opening, heart chakra. Use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, open. First, spin, 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 open. There we go. So, just see how you are doing now. You should feel a little more energized. Try your finger exercise. See where it's pointed. See where you are. It should be directly, you know, in front of you with your finger. Just have your body automatically go there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just looking at trying to figure out what the real time is here. Is it 42?
I got 42, so we're good till 55.
Okay. So Cindy has just typed into the fast chat a reminder that the Sunday 8-hour intensive start tomorrow for the next 3 Sundays. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, you still can. As most of you know, but in case any of you don't, these are 8-hour conference calls for 3 Sundays in a row where Ron takes us up to the lightship, mostly in quarantine, and hours and hours of healing takes place. We're on the lightship for the whole month. And if you're not able to be on the call for the 8-hour stretch, you can come and go or be absentee for the whole thing, any way you'd like. So, Ron, do you want to give a little summation in case there are some relatively new listeners or any that haven't done this before?
Yeah, if you want to get your feet wet on it and you don't know what it's about and you think it's kind of weird to have alien parasitic life forms taken out of you that you can't see, but they do have... do and will cause you problems, then you can go on to the Alien Attack page and spend $10 and do it for a week and just see what happens. And you can even go on that page and just see all those life forms. I don't talk about them any longer too much on the calls. A few I might bring up, maybe 4 or 5 of them. But there's so many being taken out that it's kind of hard to describe them. I just work for different areas now in the body, and whatever's there we take out. But what I will do for people is we'll get rid of the energies that are in your joints, okay? So these are what we call caterpillars. There could be other ones too, but the caterpillars normally go there. And this may help you have more joint mobility. So here we go. And then we also have on the website clearing for, I think it's waste products, carcasses, and poisons. So that might be a good one to also look at if you haven't seen that or done that clearing yet. Because if you have possibly a problem like fatty tissue, that could also help you with that, I think, okay? So anyway, let's get rid of the critters out of your joints. Here we go. 1, 2, and you might want to move your wrist around, people, you know, or shoulders or neck, wherever you're having a problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll get rid of their poisons. So, again, I'll count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll get rid of the waste products. 1, 2, 3, oh, that's heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. Remember, they can have alien wars inside of you. And leave the dead unburied. So, here we go. Or they just die of old age. 1, get rid of the carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, again, move around or just see if you feel a little more freer with your body movement, because we work with your joints right now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'll just add to that, Ron, that you often on the calls when people are having a lot of these poisons removed, you often do that water charging for to help with that, and that always is really nice too. So if you're doing the online version rather than the 8-hour call version, you could also go on the water charging and charge some water for poison detox and so forth, I would think. Is that okay to do, Ron, online?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I would do that also, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so great.
Clearing.
Yeah.
So we got, looks like maybe 7 minutes approximately, 8 minutes. Boy, that was kind of heavy. Let's get rid of some more of those critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So, what's next?
What's next? Well, let's see. We've got a reminder here of the course next week, too. Tuesday, decording. Wednesday is your usual healing and water activation for the whole week. And then Thursday, the decloning call. And Friday, getting entities out of us. excuse me. And so, hours and hours of radio shows. There's a lot of lot going on these days, Ron, that you're doing for us. So I'm just looking at what people are saying. Tom is saying, yes, heavy. I guess that's the stuff you're clearing out right now. Tom is feeling that too. Just gonna
do some water to help flush it out. So we'll do some detox water. So everybody get a glass of water ready. So we'll do that in about a minute or two. So get a big glass or a couple glasses if you like. And we'll just do that in a minute. Go ahead, Carrie.
let's see. Bonnie's saying thank you. Ed is saying thank you. Michaela's saying, oh, yeah, tonight has gone by fast. It has, hasn't it? It's 49. Wow. So, well, nothing else to read here, Ron. So I guess if everyone has their water, maybe you want to do that.
Okay, so we'll start the water charging. So you want to hold it in your hands. If you have two, then you know, put one hand on each one of them. And it'll work for today and tomorrow. Here we go. This is for detox water. And what should we bring in, Carrie? What particular light beam? Do you have a preference?
You haven't talked about the gold whales in a while.
Okay, we'll bring in the golden whales. Here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that water is being charged. It takes about a minute more or so. So, you know, we have our weekly conference calls. Tuesday is getting rid of energetic cords from you, from people that have attached to you. We do the water charging on Wednesdays. Thursday is the cloned replicas release. That helps to get rid of these energies that are created because you have mind energy and you have emotion. So they create a clone replica of you that works with that emotion and physical pain. And then the next time that we do one is on Friday, and those are when we get rid of entities. And all the calls are very, very, very similar, but they get rid of different things. So I don't know which one is the favorite. I kind of like the one on Thursdays myself, but you know, every one of those calls is beneficial. So, back to you, Carrie. We got 4 minutes to go.
Okay, Larry's asking for clearing to get oxygen into our blood.
Sure, okay, here we go. So, We're bringing number 20 oxygen. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in, looks like 92. These are all different numbers that are only used for this particular time right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring in 17. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll take some critters out of your lungs, everybody, before we get off here. We've got 3 minutes to go. So taking out little critters that are maybe causing lung infection, getting those out. So we'll use the word stronger to release them. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just on that oxygen theme, Ron, just a reminder for everybody that on the website, one of the free clearings under sample healings on the left side there, under the login key graphic, is the alien oxygen code removal. So that takes the alien coded oxygen out of the air and changes it so then we can breathe oxygen that we should be breathing. Do you want to describe that one at all, Ron, since Larry was asking for oxygen in our blood and this one does the air for us to breathe?
I think you probably hit it all there. It just takes away the energetic codes that the oxygen put in to numb you out. The aliens put in to numb you out in the oxygen or implants. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for pain. That's the request here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll keep going here just for a couple more times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go, everybody. And the water is completed. So enjoy the water. And I guess our show's over. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Okay. Thanks for all the clearings. Thanks for the callers. Thanks for the questions. Next BBS show, Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific, Station 1. And don't forget, if you haven't signed up for the intensive for starting tomorrow, you can do that still, too. So good night, everybody.
Blessings.